Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Thank you, Douglas. Welcome to Breaking the Silence. Here we are, live from Houston, Texas, and you can tell it's live radio because about a minute ago, we can't figure out what's going on. So we're just going to do it from this direction and right from our headphones and from our cell phones. Nothing's going to slow us down tonight. We're just going to jump right in and just welcome to the program tonight. I really hope that you can spend the entire hour with us because it's just going to be an awesome, awesome information-packed program. And I just want to say thank you as we enter into the Thanksgiving week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this show so successful. Thank you for being part of my world. And hopefully we are investing some things in you. I know with the time and the energy and the support that you're giving me, you're investing positivity back into me, and I just appreciate that so much. And going into Thanksgiving week, I just want to say thank you for who you are and how much joy and I guess acceptance of what my life has been this last year or so, and you welcome me in to your home, and I really do appreciate that so very much. Next week's going to be another one of those programs you will not want to miss next week. Kathy McGibbon is going to be here. She's from Houston, Texas, the best awesome city in the world, and she's going to tell us her story from right here in Houston, Texas, how she was trapped into a web of human sex trafficking, how she endured that, the aftermath of that, what happened all through that, how she got released from that, and now how she is helping so many other people. And I think kind of has that as her passion for the rest of her life. And that's going to be Kathy McGibbon next week on Breaking the Silence. So we want to make sure you put that down on your calendar. Another thing to put on your calendar, just as we're kind of doing some announcements and things up front, is on December 3rd, 8 o'clock, right here, we're going to have a live worldwide video event, not only on the BBS Radio Network, but every network that we can get on that will allow us to have a live video feed. Facebook's going to be live. There's going to be so many things. You're going to be able to come right into the penthouse here with me in front of my piano, and we're just going to talk about for the hour on live video around the world, and the program is called Hope for the Holidays, and I really, really hope that you put that on your screen, on your calendar, to be able to understand and that that's going to be an event that you really want to be part of. Tuesday evening, 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, December 3rd, be part of that. And I have invited some very, very special guests to be with me that night. And we're just going to kind of have them ring in and just a few minutes of sharing you with you some of their most helpful holiday tips. So that'll be Tuesday evening, December 3rd, 8 to 9 p.m. Also, I want to let you know that if you want to go right now and get involved in this, the Hope for the Holidays information and ads are being put up now on the Instagram page and the Facebook page. And we're kind of doing some giveaways. So if you would like to, I'd really appreciate you go on and like, comment, and share the post that my son Curtis has put on Instagram, and that's at Shattered by the Darkness. And, of course, Facebook, you can get on that webpage and do the same thing, and Shattered by the Darkness on Facebook. So please look up both of those, like those sites, forward those sites, comment on those sites, and you're going to be put into a drawing of the brand new book called Overcoming the Darkness, but that comes out, The Roadmap to Hope. And I will autograph some books and we'll send those to you free of charge if you win those drawings. But how you get in those drawings is you end up liking, commenting, and sharing the post of that Hope for the Holiday event. So be part of that, and that's going to kind of be a fun thing to be involved with. So we'd love to have you to be able to post and push all that event out to all of your friends and social media and things of that. I don't know how all that works. My son does all that for me. Get on there and do it. You know what it means to like somebody and to comment and to post it and forward it. You do all that, and I'm just going to sit here and talk and be very grateful that you do that. If you want to join in on the conversation this evening at 888-627-6008, before we bring on our guest tonight, I just want to share with you a couple things as we start. Been a rough week. And I think as you go into the holidays, Thanksgiving, for some people, there's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of heartbreak. A lot of questions of why. And I want to share with you just a few thoughts, jot down, and see if it doesn't mean something to you, because it sure does mean something to me. And I just want to share with you four or five thoughts real quick, and then we're going to get to our guest this evening. You know, when you're confused, when you're hurting, when you don't know what to do, when you're having bad weeks and holidays aren't good for me, I'm smart enough to know that. But I want to let you know, you attract what you show to the world. So if you want it, reflect it. Now listen to that. Happiness, freedom, peace in mind are always attained by giving them out to others without expectations. The person who blesses others are abundantly blessed themselves. Those who help other people are eventually helped. And we're going to be talking about that here the entire hour with our guest. So you attract what you show to the world. Another one, another thought. Failure is success only when you learn from it. Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. Obstacles can't stop you. Problems can't stop you. Other people can't stop you. These barriers that you're experiencing in your mind, in your spirit, and in your emotions right now are only temporary. I promise you that. They'll come and they go, which is why over a course of a lifetime, the only barrier that can truly stop you, are you ready for this? The only barrier that can truly stop you is you. Sometimes you have to journey through hell on earth to find heaven on earth. Failure is success only when you learn from it. Another thought, you're not what you have done, but what you have overcome. all the heartache, all the pain, all the trauma, all the mistakes, all the rejections, all the hurts, all the times you question and you scream out at the ceiling, why is this happening to me? All of these things have given birth to wisdom and strength, and they're going to help you shine your light into the world, folks, even in the darkest of hours. I promise you. One more, and then we'll stop. Well, maybe two more. We'll see where we go with this. Your past can only hurt you today if you let it. The only way to get over the past is to leave it there, behind you. If you spend your life and your time reliving moments that are gone forever, you might just miss the special moments that are right in front of you and those moments that are yet to come. And I also want to promise you one more thing. All the pain that you're going through right now is worth it. You can't really begin to appreciate life until you've been knocked down a couple times. Lean in to your headphone or to your laptop or to your phone right now. You can't really begin to appreciate love until your heart's been broken. You can't really begin to appreciate happiness until you've experienced sadness. You have to struggle to climb up the mountainside to appreciate the breathtaking view at the top. Take those thoughts. I'm just sitting here, and it's been a long week. It's going to be another long week. There's a lot of dark nights and tough nights for me right now, and I want to be honest with you. But just take some of those thoughts, apply those, and please reach out and grab someone's hand and walk the journey together with somebody. And I want to let you know, this prefaces our guest this evening. Robin Sayinger was inspired to form a group called Peace for Tarpon in 2010 while serving as the vice mayor of Tarpon Springs, Florida. She is a champion for ACEs. She is a champion in the acesconnection.com. If you haven't got on acesconnection.com, you don't know Greg Williams. You need to get on there because that is part of my world, my life, and the information that is on there is so powerful. She's a keynote speaker, a panelist, a workshop presenter at conferences all around the country, and she also just loves art and architectural art glass. And if you'd like to get on that, it's smiloart.com, smiloart.com. Robin Sayinger, it's an honor to have you with us tonight. Are you there? Can you hear me, Robin?
I can hear you loud and clear. Sure can.
Well, normally I'm loud. I don't know how clear I am, but I learned as a teenager when I was umpire that if you didn't know what you were doing, at least be loud. So I think that is great wisdom tonight. Robin, thank you for being with us tonight. It's just going to be an honor, and I'm looking forward to all of my friends and your friends in ACES Connection are listening in this evening. We invited them in, so just welcome. I have so many things I want to talk to you about, and you're going to be on the entire show, so if you want to just jump in on the conversation, 888-627-6008, and welcome, Robin. It's an honor to have you this evening.
Well, Greg, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
And you know, you're one of the few people that I've actually had the opportunity to meet. I think we met in Florida. Was that almost a year ago, or has it only been? It's been a while.
Yeah, I think it's about a year ago. We met down in Clearwater Beach at a conference, and we shared a table there and got to know each other a little bit.
Yeah, So it's an honor. I want to know what this, of course, I want to know some background, too, but why is creating a trauma-informed community like you have in Tarpon Springs, why is that a good idea for a community, and what good does it do for the well-being and the health of that community? Can you share with us a little bit?
I sure can, Greg. The world of trauma and trauma-informed community was very much unknown to me, and my professional life up to that point had pretty much been as an artist. And when I was elected to public office, I started to understand all of the great organizations and individuals who are really working to help heal our world and create a better place for us all. And I started also noticing that a lot of the efforts seem to, although very well-intentioned and a lot of good energy behind them, the numbers of our challenges kept rising, such as domestic violence and child abuse. And I thought, well, we're missing something here. And that's when I learned about the ACE study and ACE's connection, and understood the link between unaddressed childhood trauma and rather unfortunate outcomes in life later on, including physical issues, and of course mental and spiritual issues also are wrapped up in that package as well. But I thought, what if our community saw through what we call a trauma-informed lens, and instead of looking at the symptoms that people seem to be exhibiting, we looked at the meaning behind their behavior, and we started looking for real root causes of our challenges. And maybe I thought we could do something if we shared this common goal and common lens.
That sounds so good. There's so much meat there on those bones, and we're gonna dig really deep into this. I want to go ahead and, if I can, let's take our first break. Let's get that out of the way, so I can just have some serious time to just deal in and why did you do this? How did you do this? Have you seen success from that? So we're going to hear about that on the other side of this commercial. So just hang with us right here. We're breaking the silence, and we'll be right back with Robin Sayinger.
HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers A Child Called It and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
All right. Thank you, Douglas. And I guess I've been pronouncing your last name wrong. I pronounce everybody's name wrong. It's Sayinger?
Being in Houston, it's like, think of it as like a country western Sanger.
A Sanger. See, I got it. Sanger.
Sanger. There you go.
Okay, Robin Sayinger is with us tonight. So Sayinger, I like that. Okay, great. Fantastic. Robin, want to just kind of give you some time. How did you get interested in this kind of work? Did something happen to you that got you pulled into this? Just tell me some personal stuff of how you got interested in doing this. A particular purpose in life.
Well, I think, and you describe it very well, this has become my passion and my purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And it seemed almost by accident, Greg. You know how sometimes down the road you can look back and see how the dots connected. But when we're on the journey, sometimes it's too up close to really see what led us to where we are. But my life, my early childhood was I had a loving family and a great home, but I was one of those many young children who did experience some sexual abuse. And although I know we can't compare the or quantify, you know, as other people may have had worse or may have had better or whatever, that it is something that I noticed in myself had a lasting impact on me. But at the time, that's not what brought me into this work. What brought me into this work was wanting to create a healthier city, a more compassionate city, and a healthier world, and understanding how unaddressed trauma, because healing does happen, especially when we're connected and when we have a compassionate and connected framework as a community to be a part of, if we wanted to create a peaceful world, that it needed to start with some peace building, if you will, at the personal level, understanding how my life experiences contributed to who I am and working through those, and not that the work is ever done. I mean, you know, things happen to us to where, for me, I see therapy and having a close community and being connected as very valuable healing tools in my toolkit. So the idea was that if ACEs, or adverse childhood experience, show up as physical health, I looked at that as violence against one's own body. So I started making the connection between violence in one form or another and how our world looks. So unaddressed childhood trauma can show up as that personal health issue, that personal challenge, health crisis, shortened lifespan, or risky behaviors that lead to that. But also in our families, unaddressed childhood trauma can show up in our families as interpersonal violence, as sexual abuse of children. It can show up in our communities as community violence. It can show up in our nation and in our world, too, as different types of violence. So I just think that it's going to come out somewhere. It's not going to stay hidden, and it does not go away. And as you've experienced yourself through your writing and through your experiences, the way out is to go through it and get past it, and then the healing can happen. So in wanting to create a better future for our city, I thought if we don't start doing something differently, the future will never be as we would envision it in our highest hopes and ideals. So by speaking openly about trauma and understanding the fact that we have to always be aware that it's always a person's individual choice if and when and how they want to address what happened to them. And there's no wrong way to go about it. If they're not ready to do it, we still have to be able to be with them with a compassionate ear or a compassionate, loving presence to be by their side, to provide that support and create safeties to where hopefully they can start to look at some of the things and how it's played out in the course of their lifetime.
Yeah, Robin, how long did it take before you allowed whatever happened to you to be expressed and you say it out loud? How long did it take for that to happen for you?
Well, it took me, I would say well into adulthood, and I started having some challenges, some personal challenges, and thought that there was something wrong with me. It's like, why am I not able to handle these things, or why am I not able to, you know, why are these things really, really a big challenge for me? So I sought therapy and was extremely helpful. But as I said, it's something that, to me, it happens over the course of a lifetime. It's not one, you know, at one moment. It's a process. I think our lives are constantly calling for healing, for us to heal ourselves as well as heal our relationships with friends and loved ones, with strangers, but also to provide that healing framework for a larger world, hopefully for a more peaceful future in the world.
So how did you personally, I like to get that, and we didn't talk about what we're going to really actually talk about tonight, but before I can create and help in a community, I have to look within me. And how did you overcome, what was that turning point for you to where you said, wait, this happened, I need help, and now I'm going to try to help others? What was the turning point for you personally before you started reaching out to others in yourself personally?
Well, I think that I've always been a very thoughtful, rather introspective person. I do a lot of self-reflection and try to be conscious of how I live my life. But it was not so much, my life was becoming increasingly unmanageable. Let's just put it that way. And quite often I find that when people are in that crisis kind of mode, that's when they say, well, you know, I need to do something. Let's just reach out. Let's just try to do something. And, you know, I was not like in complete despair or whatever, but I knew my life wasn't working as well as I thought it might if I understood how my past also played out in like my current situation.
So when we have a whole community, and I think what Tarpon Springs is maybe 27,000 people, is that correct? Am I in the ballpark?
You're in the ballpark. We're just under about 24,000 people. Mm-hmm.
24,000 people. So if you have 24,000 people, like in Tarpon Springs, Florida, and people like you and me and other people, your neighbors, are going through the same trauma internally. So they're going through it, and they're trying to just get by, and they're trying to push it down. They're trying to hide it in closets. They're trying to just get through another day. What do you think are some of the things that communities can do together to be able to help reach each other and say, hey, wait, we're all in this same game called life together. What's some things that we can do to rally around as a community to be able to help each other? How did this work for you in Tarpon Springs?
Well, I think a lot of it is, I think that healing does happen in community, not in isolation.
Yes.
And one of the most common, not complaints, but challenges that people have now is loneliness. People suffer from loneliness, I think, more so than ever before. They're more isolated. And I thought, what if our community was more compassionate? But part of that comes from changing the question. When someone is acting in a way that we might not understand or might seem odd to us, we don't, rather than say, what's wrong with that person, or how could they do that, or rush to judgment, and especially taking it very personally, why are they doing that to me? You know, I didn't do anything to them. Instead of those types of responses, looking a little bit below the surface and pondering what's really going on with them. We know that all behavior has meaning, so rather than look at the behavior, let's try to look at the meaning behind the behavior. So if a classroom
Yeah, you said something major there. Okay, and when you get to the classroom, but what? Repeat that for me, because I don't want anybody to miss that. All behavior has meaning?
Yes, all behavior has meaning behind it. Things do not happen at random, and that's one of, I think, the common misconceptions of our time, is that anything
yes.
can happen at any time, that life is totally random and unpredictable. But really, if you look at the meaning behind behavior, it's extremely predictable, because things do not happen. No one wakes up in the morning and decides they're going to commit a great act of violence just because. There's something that led up to that. So as a community, if we can search beyond what seems to be happening to the root cause and have a different lens of looking at people, to where rather than blaming someone, shaming someone, feeling that we're a victim of their bad behavior, to let's ponder a little bit deeper And as I was going to say, the class, if a classroom teacher sees a child that seems to be struggling, look, you know, look with those eyes of compassion at the behavior
understand
what's going on, what else is going on, you know, to have that that witness to our life experiences and have those champions who are able to come forward by having this understanding.
That's so good. What topic specifically, Robin, do you feel that we're not talking about enough in communities? We're just missing the boat on. What if you could just do this same model that you have going in Tarpon Springs, Peace for Tarpon? What are some of the things that you're just screaming out? Communities, you need to talk more about this. What would a few of those issues be?
Well, I think that what is at the top of the list for me and also for Peace for Tarpon, one of the things is the child sexual abuse. We know that in the 1980s, pediatricians thought it was 1 out of 400 or 500 children that this happened to, and that was just in the 80s. And reported child sexual abuse is 1 out of 3 or 4 girls and 1 out of 5 or 6 boys. But we know that those types of crimes, of toxic experiences, are very underreported. So we're now thinking it's possibly 1 out of 2 or 3 girls and 1 out of 3 or 4 boys. That's a huge number of children in our world right now that we know may face challenges in their futures because of what's happening to them. And the conversation is not happening. It's not a comfortable topic. It's not easy to talk about. And it's not easy to admit how many children are that this happens to. It's very, very difficult. But unless we start educating parents and caregivers of how to really keep their children safe and what the signs are and how to have these conversations with our children, with our the ones we care for, then nothing will ever change. So one of the things we do, we work with one of our partners, Suncoast, as a large mental health provider, and one of the trainers there, Juliana Menke, designed a beautiful training about, it's called SAFE, and it is about keeping kids safe from sexual abuse. We have those, it's small group, it's not the kind of thing that you're going to have in an auditorium, but you have it in a safe group of maybe moms or a neighborhood or homeschools or whoever, because this is something that everyone needs to know about and to keep it in the dark, absolutely. So that is one of the main things.
Okay. Well, what's another one?
I think another one is the arts, the healing power of arts, of movement, of music, of creative expression, and how sometimes if someone is not ready to look at something head on, that is a very can be a very gentle way of offering that more subtle healing that folks can experience, and possibly deepen that experience into more of a profound healing later on. The music, arts, for some people it's sports or it's running or it's cooking or whatever, but something that is something that people can feel love for in their life, feel passionate about, and feel that it's something that they can do that is non-threatening and that is welcoming to them.
Yeah, Robin, do you experience the same thing that I do after I go out? And because you speak quite a bit, I'm sure, presenters and keynotes and workshops and trainings and all those things. When you stand up, and I have not heard one of your speeches or anything, but if you get personal and share your stories, do you find that it's like when I do, that there's people? I was just in Newport Beach, California, and did a speech, and there were people lined up from the stage all the way out the door to talk to me afterwards, and this was for counselors and therapists, and they all had a story that they had never told anybody yet. And I just stood for an hour and 15 minutes he finally had to move us out into the convention area because the next speaker was getting ready to talk. And they just wanted to share with me. People are, once they hear about the freedom of what happens when you say it and start getting help, they want to get involved. They want to experience it. I don't think anybody wants to have this hidden. What kind of events do you bring or do in a community that wants to become informed, trauma-informed? What kind of events do you present to them to be able to help them transform into that type of community?
Well, we engage with some of our strong community partners. For example, our library is a wonderful, wonderful partner. So for a year, we focused on destigmatizing mental illness and understanding that what we may label as mental illness is a different type of experience that someone may be happening, and it's rather common for people to hear visions or see visions or hear voices. In fact, one of the films was called Healing Voices. Another one was called Crazy Wise, about how in indigenous cultures, the folks that would hear voices and see visions would often be called to be the healers because they were seeing a different reality than we normally see. So I think that that's extremely important to have everybody in the community as part of the tribe, if you will. That there is no other. We are, Greg, as you said, all in this together, and we cannot heal in isolation. So as a community, how can we understand that someone may be having completely different experiences than we are, but somehow we have to have them be part of our community as well and understand them, strive to understand them and be with them.
Yeah, good stuff. We're going to take our last break, and then we're going to come back for another 20 minutes, Robin. So hang with us. And I think on the other side of this break, I want to kind of get into your head about how can we help transform the communities, and then how important is it to be able to create resilience in our lives and to pass that on into our communities too. So we'll talk about that just on the other side of this break. Just continue with us right here on Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Brought to you by Breaking the Silence, don't miss this worldwide live video web event, Hope for the Holidays with Dr. Gregory Williams, on Tuesday evening, December 3rd at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, holidays can be so stressful. It can really bring some traumatic emotions to so many people. This program is going to give you so much information, ideas, and coping skills on how to survive the stress of the holidays. So join me, Greg Williams, and a few very special guests for this worldwide live video event on Tuesday, December 3rd from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time right here on BBS Radio Network.
We'd love to have you be part of that event, and if you want to get involved in the giveaways of the new book that may be coming out early part of next year called Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope, get on Instagram, and that address is at Shattered by the Darkness, and Facebook, Shattered by the Darkness, and comment, like, forward all of those to your own social media, and we'll put you in the drawing for several of those books. I'm kind of excited. There could be a special guest, and her name could actually be, if I can pull this off, I'll be so happy, but Kathy Lee Gifford could possibly be here on that show to just give us a few tips of what she has endured in life and what has moving to Tennessee has meant to her. She's been all over the news and the talk shows lately. And we're reaching out to her, and hopefully she'll be one of our guests, one of our many guests that evening. So, Robin, You know, I'm looking down this list of what Carrie, our dear friend, you know, Carrie, Carrie, I just love Carrie, and she has sent me so many. I can just scroll down all of these. And I know you got this email too, of the different communities that are, that's taking and embracing. And that's why I think, Robin, do you feel the same? I don't speak anywhere without talking about ACEs and ACEs connection. Do you? I mean, it's just part of my language. How about yours?
Yeah, it sure is. As a matter of fact, we ask our partners, whether they're community partners or provider partners, to sign a memorandum of understanding if they want to be part of Peace for Tarpon. And part of that is agreeing to become part of ACEs connection and seeing what's happening all around the United States and the world, actually, in a topic that they might be interested in. It's a completely marvelous resource, and I agree with you. Yeah. Carrie is a wonderful person. I love her, too.
Yeah, and Jane, we had Jane on the show not too long ago, and so everybody, Rob and I both just want to encourage you to get on acesconnection.com right now and join. Find a group in there, find a little niche, or you can just be in the general population if you want to join the Baylor College of Medicine site or the Texas site or whatever state you're in. I'm sure you have a Peace for Tarpon site on there too.
We sure do.
Do you, Robin? Fantastic.
Yes.
Join that if you're in the Florida area. But please just join and sign up to that, and let's just break the internet, get those numbers through the roof. It's all free, and literally, that sometimes is my main resource for information when it comes up with new things that are coming out and researches and testings and sites and webinars and all of this free stuff. It's just awesome. So tell me specifically, did not only businesses, but did schools, colleges, does it take the whole network of Tarpon Springs to get involved to make this in trauma-informed community? Or how did you start this out? Through the government? Through school? Tell me how that worked.
Well, this started out when I was vice mayor, and I asked for a colleague, a friend, to come and give a presentation about ACEs and about how that looks in our world and what the financial cost and the emotional cost and all the other prices we pay for that. And I looked to my fellow, the mayor and fellow commissioners for like a nod that this was hitting home with them, that they were deeply resonating with this. They were indeed. So at that time, I asked the city to be our first partner. So the city of Tarpon Springs was our first partner, and we became the first trauma-informed community in the United States to where it's a whole community effort.
Wow.
So we work. There's nobody that we would turn away from our table. But how most organizations, or many of them, are formed is very much a top-down approach. Like you have the executive directors of different agencies and so forth. But I found out early on that we really need this to be in everybody's understanding, in their hearts and in their minds at an individual level, that it's great for all the professionals and so forth to have this knowledge, and it's all needed. But somehow, to make it real in the community, this knowledge has to resonate with our residents, and they have to respond to it. And as you said, everybody has a story to tell. And if it's not a personal story to them, they know someone in their family has had experiences. So this is not a difficult place for people to get to. People get this. They understand how their own personal trauma has affected their lives. And they see it in the lives of their loved ones, too. So that's the kind of connections that we want in our community. So one of our really powerhouse partners is a hairstylist, and she's brilliant. Wow. She loves ACEs, ACEs connection. She loves to know, she understands trauma. And at her hairstyling station, she has our Peace for Tarpon brochures. She said people disclose to her in her chair all the time. And as you know, very famous barbershops and hairdressers hear a lot of stuff. She said, I need to know what to say to them and how to be with them and how to help. So that's the kind of effort, I think, when it's really infused in the community to where people have this understanding. It's not, you can be highly credentialed and understand it, or you can be, you know, complete layperson and understand this. This is something that connects us all at the human level, right?
Yes, and you know, I counsel people literally around the world. I have like 18 to 20 now that I'm on the lines with, and I'm talking, emailing back and forth. And every one of them that have experienced some kind of trauma, and some that happened maybe a date rape or something like that once or twice, some that have massive years of abuse. And it doesn't matter. It can be one instance. It could be one traumatic event, and it still gets up into your mind and messes things up. And ACEs are powerful when it gets in and that trauma comes in. And every person, and Robin, tell me if it happens to you like this, they always say, now that I'm dealing with this, I want to help some other people. And if they can just, they don't have to get the entire city involved. It could be their school system. It could be their place of business. It could be like the juvenile detention facility in San Diego that became trauma-informed, or a pediatrician that wants to do it with their patients. There's so many different ways, and that's what I love about this. If you want to help and make a difference, just get informed and then get some people around you to be able to help other people. And it can become a trauma-informed school, business, library, hospital, post office. It can be anything. And then eventually, I think that's how we're going to change the world. I think that's how Robin and you and Jane and Carrie and myself and all of these people that we talk to is getting it out to change lives one life at a time. And do you think that's one of the ways to transform the communities?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of our mottos is offer the peace you can. Offer the peace, P-E-A-C-E, but also P-I-E-C-E, that everyone has a unique piece of the solution that they can offer. And it doesn't have to be massive. It can be being a mentor to a child who could use a friend. It can be having real conversations and listening without judgment and understanding that is also an act of love in the community that we can provide for each other. So it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be in any of the things you mentioned and more, whatever someone can dream up. Peggy in her hair salon, with her piece that she offers. I can't offer that piece. That's hers. That's the thing, the gift that she can give. So we find that all throughout the community. And giving people the authority and the leadership role for them to take on that mantle and understand that, you know, I got my high school diploma, but guess what? We all share these human experiences. So I have the same human heart and human soul that everybody else does, and I have a piece of the solution I can offer that's unique and powerful.
If we each reach out and help make a difference in one person's life, just one, that's the reason we're here. And I think if we can just pass that on, instead of harboring it, burying it, not expressing it, just let it out, and it does make a difference. I'm looking at this one fact that Carrie sent me. Cowlitz County, Washington, youth suicide and suicide attempts dropped 98%.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how many lives have been changed by that? Just because we care about each other.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And when you also think about to help someone to be present with someone, to help them process what has happened to them, and to be with them as a friend and as a mentor, as a support, to be that resilient person for them. That thinking of how the family systems will change in the future as well. So as we know, a lot of trauma is generational. It's these things that are, that happen generation after generation, and unless we start doing things differently, I don't see how they can change. But looking at a family who, instead of having an unfortunate experience of severe trauma, does not experience that, think of how that family dynamic will change for that family, with the siblings, with the parents, with the grandparents, but also into the future. So this is a different way of paying it forward, actually, to where we're looking for generations ahead to have different outcomes from the work that we're doing now. And I couldn't agree with you more. This is the kind of work that is changing the world, having this understanding and knowing how to respond to a world that's very filled with trauma in a way to where we can see and visualize a different future for ourselves.
Yeah, it's breaking the cycle of the bad stuff. And it's bringing and creating resilience in lives and, like you said, paying it forward to generations to have it become positive generation year or generation after generation. It's changing lives.
Yes.
And if somebody is sitting out there and listening to this and go, how do I even begin to do this, reach out. I encourage, Robin, can they reach out to you?
Of course they can. Of course they can. I'm always up for a phone conversation or an email exchange, and I'm happy to assist however I can help. Happy to.
Can they reach out to you right through ACES Connection?
Yes, I have a page on ACES Connection, and Peace for Tarpon does as well. Our Peace for Tarpon website has a contact form that comes to that will come to me as well. So I'm all over the internet. I'm not that hard to find.
Good. So peace, and then the number 4, Tarpon, tarpon.org is the website.
Yes, that's
it's
it. And the 4 in Peace
Facebook.
For Tarpon stands connect, inform, transform, and heal. When we connect with one another, then we can inform each other about our life stories and about things that are meaningful. And then we can have transformation and healing happen both personally and at the community level. And I have to recognize Pastor Carl von Eigen came up with those 4 things: connect, inform, transform, and heal. Very powerful.
That is powerful. Peace, P-E-A-C-E, the number 4, Tarpon, tarpon.org. And you can also find it with that same spelling on Facebook. Reach out to Robin. If you're sitting there going, I would love to have something like this, at least a group get started, at least maybe we can have just an open meeting on it. How do I even go about doing it? I promise you, and this is a promise money-back guarantee, you get on acesconnection.com and type in, how can I get a trauma-informed community started? Just be that simple in the search box. You will get more resources that will blow your socks off. And that's what I love about ACES Connection. It gives and gives and gives. So you
it
can
does.
Take the
I love
tools.
That feature, Ask the Community, too, that you just mentioned. So if you have a question about anything, you can ask the whole, I don't know how many, was it 30,000 people are on ACES Connection now? It's quite a number.
It's wonderful.
It
Robin,
sure
thank
is.
You for being with me. Be with me tonight. I appreciate that. Thank you for the lives you're changing, not only in Florida, but around the world when you go out and do your talks. And just thank you for being a friend. And I appreciate you and Carrie and Jane and acesconnection.com. And just keep doing the work and keep being a champion for this cause. And thank you for being with us tonight.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you for your contributions to this work, Greg. You're doing amazing things. I look forward to your new book coming out.
I appreciate that, and hopefully we'll get to see you soon at a conference. So look forward to that. Maybe we can work together on stage sometime and help teach some people some stuff that we've endured. So I appreciate it. Thanks, Robin.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As we're going into the Thanksgiving week now, I just want to let you know, no matter what happens around that table, no matter what kind of stress and anxiety and just pain and heartbreak, and you just don't want to do it, you just don't want to try to act happy, and it's just all this stuff is just rushing inside of your head, take time to breathe. Just take it in. Take it in. Let it go. Release it. And I promise you, there's hope. I promise you, there's hope. Thank you for joining me tonight for Breaking the Silence. Have an awesome Thanksgiving week. And just join us next week right here for another edition of Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. God bless and have an awesome holiday week.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.